Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting second. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mickey Brantley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Scott Bradley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Ed Nunez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Curt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Mickey Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brantley hits a fly ball towards right. Tartabull settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tartabull. Brantley moves to second. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brantley moves to third. 1 out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Presley hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gubiza scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Presley for the out. Brantley scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Gubiza throws towards first. Tabler fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tabler. Quiñones moves to third. Henry Cotto, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cotto is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Nunez. Eisenreich moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Bradley and he is safe. Eisenreich steals third. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stillwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing center field. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Presley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seitzer moves to third. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Jerry Reed now pitching. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stillwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cotto is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotto hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Cotto moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-2 in the game. Phelps hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cotto moves to third. Davis moves to second. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley strikes out. Two outs. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gubiza, and towards Stillwell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Quiñones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cotto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cotto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Eisenreich scores. It's 6-2, Royals. Michael Jackson now pitching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Royals. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Brad Wellman now playing second base. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Phelps is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 2. The Royals will come to bat. Julio Solano now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seitzer moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Bill Buckner now playing first base. Gene Garber now pitching. Pat Tabler now playing third base. Bill Pecoton now playing shortstop. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brantley is 0 for 3 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brantley moves to second. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Presley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brantley moves to third. 1 out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brantley scores. Bradley moves to second. It's 7-3, Royals. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bradley moves to third. Quiñones moves to second. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cotto is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a pop-up into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rod Scurry now pitching. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Quirk strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scurry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 3. the Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phelps is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brantley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brantley strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.